We are up to Perek Yud Gimel Sif Mem Beis in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa on page Kuf Pei Aleph in the new print. To sponsor a shir, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shir link or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Regular sponsorships will help keep this shiurim flowing on a regular basis. So Sif Mem Beis, we are in the middle of talking about various halachas of electronic appliances on Shabbos. So he says, "Binyan ha'asaka ha'merkazes l'chol protel," as far as central heat and how to use central air conditioning and central heat on Shabbos, we're going to see later in Perek Chof Gimel, Perek Lamed, and Perek Lamed Aleph. So we should wait for over there. So if Mem Gimel, toiv la'hafsik es chiburei shel ha'telefon b'odyeim. He says the best thing is for a person to shut off their phones before Shabbos. He's l'chayr talking about even before the times of cell phones. You have a home phone line, shut off the ringer before Shabbos so that you don't come to be, by mistake, be woken up or caught off guard and the phone rings and you do something you shouldn't do. He says, I dare tzas ha-tekem and ha-shek, I dare mesek ha-muchid l'kach. He says, either with a switch or pulling out the plug. This way, when a person calls you, it shouldn't break the beautiful silence of Shabbos with the phone ringing. What happens if you didn't unplug the phone and you're worried that the phone ringing? I guess if you're a busy person and you get a lot of phone calls and it's going to constantly ring and it's going to mamish be meneya in the enjoyment of Shabbos, so he says, in such a case, mutar lahafsik es achibur gam b'Shabbos yom tov. So he's talking about here the old-fashioned phones, where you're not unplugging any electronic device, but what you're doing is you're unplugging the phone cord itself. Now, if you take the phone cord itself out of the phone, for those who remember recorded phones, so that, he says, there's no malacha be'etzem. If you remove it, it's a question of mukta. And as long as you know that it's not going to cause anything electronic to happen, and you know it's not ringing right now, so you're not stopping a current ring. When it's not ringing, then you should do it with a shinui, because it's a question of muktzah, so you should do it with a shinui. So if Mem Dalid, at the top of page Kuf Pei Beis, Ner HaMetaftev B'Shabbos U'B'Yomtev, you have a ner, you have a candle that's dripping on Shabbos Yom Tov. Also, lahniach tachtav kli, or may not place a kli underneath it. Ito not newspaper, could name something similar. Could they liquid by a shava to collect the wax? He has shavi muksa, because the wax is muksa. Ubahana chosay es a kli, and when you place this kli or something underneath the wax, who you vatal oisay mehechone for asul betilto. You have a halacha that you're not allowed to be mevatel a kli mehechone. We've had this previously. A kli that's not muktzah, you're not allowed to do something to make it muktzah on Shabbos. By putting it under the wax that's dripping, you're now making it muktzah. For also, lasis kein gamim ein kavanasa el shloit islach lechamapa. Even if the only reason why you're doing it is so that it shouldn't, you know, get wax on the tablecloth, it's still awesome. Avol, he says, mutar laniach kli zeh be'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to put it there before Shabbos. Oh yeah, filu b'Shabbos imnam nimsa b'techei davar shel hetash kein mimika zeh kli lo yes b'tilto. Well, the other day, it's like we saw by the water dripping from the air conditioning. Take something that's davar chashuv, that's not muktzah, put it in the pan, and then put the pan there to catch the wax. In such a case, because it's still holding a davar chashuv that's not muktzah, the muktzah will, this dripping wax will not be mevatel the kli mehechonai, will not make the kli muktzah. Weiter, um mutter lo haniach kli beli mayim beim bishaz im yadam en kavanasa el lukot as in a tzaitis shikin ain't behem mamish. Another thing you could do is, so you don't have dripping wax, it's not a question of being radically mechane, but you want to put a metal tray or metal something down so that when flames flicker off it, it lands and the chun chun chasom start a fire, but that the metal, it will go out because the metal won't catch fire. So that's mutter to do on Shabbos as well. If mem hey b'inyan pamein chashmolai, okay, so let's see. He says as far as electric doorbells and stuff like that, we should see in bells. We will see that later in Perek Chof Gimel and Perek Chof Ches. Siv mem vos, vav, to the bottom of page kuf pei beis. Menoris chashmal hametatlis. A flashlight or any other movable electronic light. Right, it's a battery powered, it's not plug-in, so it's movable. Mutl tatl biyamdiv, you're allowed to move on yamdiv. I'm feel b'shashid luk even while it's on. Kechol klishim lachte lissa. Like any other klishim lachte lissa. Shemutl tatl l'tzach gufa il mekeme. You're allowed to move l'tzach gufa il mekeme. Achizor shle lahafzik azari machashmal, I dare tetzl. You have to make sure that you do not shut it off by mistake. You do not cause the bulb to go out while you're moving it. Seif mem zayin on the top of page kuf pei gimel. Ahil shel menorah, a lampshade that's on like a lamp. Dinoi kedina menorah atzma has the same din as the lamp itself. Also tatle b'shabbos, you cannot move it on Shabbos. Ach mechase hamurkov me'al hamenorah kedil chavim b'yisa orah l'chasoisei adeh hatiyosei mutar l'chavni. But if you're just moving the shade in order to, you're not removing it, but you're just angling it to get the light in a certain direction, that's permitted. Today we have these Shabbos lamps. Where, you know, the whole idea of the Shabbos light is that you put on a separate piece. It's a separate kli. It's not part of the lamp. And you can move that on Shabbos as well. Siv mem ches, ner shava, a wax candle. Also, l'chamim may be yomtiv. You're not allowed to heat it up on yomtiv. K'dei lahadbik oysay b'pamut. In order to that it should attach to the candlestick. You want to heat it up so that when you stick it in the candlestick, you know, the heat will get it, you know, it'll dry up and it'll harden in the candlestick in a way that it won't, you know, fall over, let's say. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. V'gam also l'hotzer k'tzeyu al-mnas l'at'imay l'gredel beis kibuli shel al-pamut. So too, you're not allowed to take a knife and cut down the candle, narrow the candle. You know, basically being misaking kli to get it to fit into the candlestick. V'af yesh makim lesa l'toichvay b'koyach l'toich al-pamut. He says, it's even makim to ask her to, like, jam the candle into the candlestick, where you know that you're going to be, some of the wax is going to come off, when the ner candle is too thick. So, you know, you have to make sure that before Yom Tov that your candles can go properly into the candlesticks that you're using, and not that you're going to have to do anything that's either going to be meilid, or that's going to be taken kli, that's going to be fixing the candle, so that it goes into the candlestick properly. Pamut shebeis hakibul sif mem tes in middle of page kuf pei gimel sif mem tes pamut the candlestick shebeis hakibul shloin esmal yishava. Like let's say it comes the second night yomtiv if you want to change it, or the first night yomtiv after Shabbos, and you find that in the candlestick holder there's, you know, the dried up wax that's there from the night before. Mutl nakaisim in hashavi, you're allowed to clean it out from the wax yomtiv kedei lahaknis by ner chadash to put in a new candle. Like I said, we're talking about Yom Tov when you're allowed to light candles. V'tayvli zarish l'lishpech l'tzayr chanikim mayim cham mal shava el yesh l'shtamish v'kli. You should not pour hot water. Like one of the ways of removing wax from a candlestick, like in the Neronim, is to run hot water. It says that should not be done on Yom Tov, right? But you should take a knife or a spoon or something and get it out. V'loy b'chatichas eitzah she'osel tatlo. You shouldn't take a wood stick that's muktzim. Hasir sashava. Once you remove the wax, that piece of wax Oslatatla is now Mukta. Seif nun, Neronim. Shebekzea tachtoinim shal apsila mitsuyibah mein discus machta madchatis. Right, you have a Neronim, are these like wax candles that have a hole in it with a wick that goes down the center, has a metal disc at the bottom that's holding in place. Shebeseif bi iras ha Neron, at when it burns up, nidbekes lamechal aschuchis. Right, you look at the bottom of the glass, it's sort of stuck down this metal disc. That's a mutter lahoitzia yisov es hashava hamefroim l'nesinis neron chadash mechal haschuchas. So comes Yom Tov night, you want to put a new neron for singular inside that glass. You're allowed to remove the disc and any wax that's left. Okay, b'yom tov achal b'erev Shabbos, b'yom ma'sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. So he gives examples of the second Rosh Hashanah, or if Shabbos comes after Yom Tov. But that would apply in Chutz La'aretz and any time it's the second night Yom Tov. Weiter mutter liten maim auf ne shabbes der kreises jesh beim neuronum der neue hat bockes hat diskes an dem zeus betacht das anel kreis. Never tried this, but it seems like there's an eitzer that these metal discs shouldn't get stuck. Just put a little water at the bottom of the glass. So he says that's permitted to do so on Yom Tov as well. Siv nun alef, pomet she hikpitz, ha muskin boi shemra al geiver ochit shal aner. I haven't seen these in many years. But years ago, they used to have these candlesticks. You put the candle in the candlestick, and you screw the bottom, has a spring in it. That as the candle burns, it pushes it to the top for evenness. So, Mutl Shtamish by Shabbos. If you're Yom Tov, you're allowed to use such a candlestick on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, if Nun Beis, the Yom Tov, Mutl Lahadlik Ner Gam Samach Mutsay Ayim. Let's say it's Yom Tov, you want light, so it's the end of the day. Most of the candle will only burn on the second night of Matzah Yom Tov. It's Mutter. Karehu Yehenna Oidman Arbishas Chag. As long as now, during the time of Yom Tov, you're having benefits from the candle you lit. Avalim Kavanosa Hilat Tzerech HaLaila. But if your whole Kavan is only really the reason why you're lighting it is for tonight, then also, then obviously it's also. V'gam Masal Asakein Samach Ufnei Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias. So too, you cannot, you know, right before Yom Tov ends, on the first day Yom Tov, going to the second day Yom Tov, on the month's Yom Tov, light something which really the main purpose is going to be, the Iker purpose, and you don't really need it for now, you don't want it for now. So tonight, they know how to do it. It's Hachana. So too, on the first afternoon of Yom Tov, you can't prepare your neiris for the second night Yom Tov, or if 2 days Rosh Hashanah, right, or right, the chutz laretz, right, you cannot, you have to wait for the second night of Yom Tov to prepare your candles for the second night, otherwise it's achonu. We're now on page kuf, pei dalet, if nun gimel. Also, lekatzitz b'Yom Tov v'zaktzei ha'sasim shal sigar, shken yesh b'dem shum tikin kli. For those who smoke cigars, it seems like there's, you would cut the end of the cigar to begin smoking it. You have to make sure to cut these before Yom Tov, because cutting it is tikin kli. Sorry, I'm not familiar with cigar smoking. Seif nun dalad, also lehishtamesh b'shabas b'yom tov b'ram kol, af mufl b'yom, we cannot use a microphone on Shabbos b'yom tov, even if the microphone was turned on before Shabbos. Ayim mufl b'mtsoy shayin Shabbos, it was turned on by Shabbos clock. We do not use microphones on Shabbos. Some of is achreinim, why not? Is it the same microphones as the early microphones? Well, l'maisa, b'nei klal Yisrael, is that we do not use microphones on Shabbos. Seif nun hey, the last seif, on page Kuf Pei Dalad, the last if in Perik Yud Gimel. Mutal Ishtamish Bekar, Ebesodin, Usmicha, one could use blankets or pillows, right? Chashmalayim, Shuvel of Shabbos. Whether it's a blech, electric blech, or electric blanket, some electric heated, you know, stuff, one can use if they'll turn on before Shabbos. I should give them Shabbos, for showing Shabbos, Shechem, Shabbos, or the set on a Shabbos clock before Shabbos, that they heat it on Shabbos. Umutal gamal tatl and mokum mokum, you can move them around. But be careful, if they're plugged in, a heated blanket, let's say it's plugged in, you have to be careful if you're sleeping with it at night, that you don't do something with it that could pull the plug out, because that's awesome. So the one should make a hacker to make sure that he doesn't raise or lower the temperatures on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So do something to the switch to remind you that it's Shabbos or Yom Tov and you can't adjust it. So it's an electronic armchair, electronic mattress. You're allowed to use it. But you have to make sure, like some of these mattresses that have stiffnesses, you can use electronic buttons. Hard, light, you want stiffness. Well, for certain types of chairs, electric chairs, that electrical chairs, I should say. Electric chair sounds wrong. You're allowed to use on Shabbos as long as they're plugged in, they're on, and you don't do anything that would create it to get unplugged or do anything electronic on Shabbos. That finishes Perek Yud Gimel. Today's shiur, still seeking a sponsor. To sponsor shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a shiur. Thank you.